facilities of WBZ, Boston, Massachusetts, the National Broadcasting Company takes pride in presenting to you another Stan Kenton concert in miniature. A man and his orchestra synonymous with music that's new, vigorous, and refreshingly different. Direct from the Carousel Ballroom in Manchester, New Hampshire, we bring you Stan Kenton's exciting interpretation of modern American music. And we're sure you'll enjoy these fresh and stimulating ideas. And now, here is modern America's man of music, your conductor, Stan Kenton.
That was Lindy Miller that gave the introduction, and the applause is now being volunteered and offered by the paid customers this evening at the Carousel. Thank you very much for the introduction, Lindy, and thank you for the reception here. This evening, the orchestra is playing the first dance music that we have played for several weeks, because we just came back here a couple of days ago from Europe, and some of this music that we've played 100 times looks rather grotesque to us in places. It looks almost like a strange arrangement. At the moment, though, we don't have to worry about the overture, because this is a number that was quite a hit in Europe throughout. Everywhere we toured and performed, it is something that was offered and presented by Zoot Sims. Zoot is now standing in front of the microphone, so my cue is Zoot. Zoot.
Thank you.
That's Bob Burgess enjoying the affection that is shown by the applause here. I played the trombone solo. That was one of the earlier compositions out of the Artistry and Rhythm period of the orchestra thing by Pete Rugolo. There's a chap coming toward the microphone. He also is carrying a trombone, but he generally plays in the Italian idiom of jazz. But this evening he's going to play in the Spanish mode. We must create some kind of a background for Signor here, Rossellino, to, yes, we'll start on the nose. This is Signor Rossellino playing Francesca for Schirmfeller. If I may speak to the orchestra here for just a moment, if you fellas will check in between number 294 and number 292, there is 293. It is called Bags, B-A-G-S, mainly because of Bags, the bass player. This is something that wouldn't mean much without Don Bagley, because it's actually just some orchestrated sounds meant to enhance the improvised patterns that he will create at the moment. Bags, no bets. Here it is. Don Bagley playing Bags, the beats, Dan. 1, 2, 3. Thank you, Bags. You know, they say that something out of, well, let me put it this way, a very important thing and a thing that can be treasured a great deal is to be associated with music or a number. Many of the famous people are thought of immediately in connection with certain songs or certain things that they have performed and become identified with. And Lee Konitz has played this one so much that I'm pretty much assured that he will be living with this for a long time, this melody. At the moment, again, Lee Konitz improvises from the chord progressions of Lover Man. Thank you. I am very proud of the presence of this chap that I can't say that I'm introducing because he's too well known in connection with the music of the orchestra the last 3 or 4 years. He's known as a brilliant speaker and quite an intellect and a wonderful musician, and I think at the moment might be wonderful, Bill Russo, if you came over to the microphone and shoot a few words in the direction of the mechanized equipment here regarding your feelings for this next number, and also introduce it. Bill Russo.
Thank you. This next composition was explained in some detail once before in a concert miniature, so I'll merely summarize some of the facts about it. It was originally called Cuban Soundpiece Number 1. Then it was changed to, something about Cuban Night. And then we referred to it as something else. It finally came out on record as 23 degrees north, 82 degrees west, which is the latitude and longitude, the ordinates of Cuba, Havana, Cuba. The composition starts out with a rather rough and tumble trombone figure. There's some saxophone lines and some unison trumpet counterpart, or rather counterpoint, which serves as a counterpart. Then there's a trombone solo by Frank Rosolino, standing up. And then there's an alto saxophone solo by Lee Konitz. After that, the band resumes playing the original figure in a somewhat changed form, develops it, and there's some very important percussion effects supplied by our drummer, Stan Levy. Now wearing glasses. I think that just about covers all the details involved. One thing that it might be nice to add is that the percussion effects are greatly aided and abetted by the trumpet players, who supply some of the lesser Cuban sounds, but also important Cuban sounds. One of them is supplied by Marion Buddy Childers, who plays the shakers. No, the maracas. Another is supplied by Conti Condoli, who plays the cowbell. And another supplied by Don Dennis, claves. We also have shakers, played by Don Smith, but he doesn't play them on this composition, so don't applaud. This is 23 degrees north, 82 degrees west. Mm-hmm.
And so NBC has welcomed home Stan Kenton and brought you another Stan Kenton concert in miniature. Kenton's refreshingly original conception and interpretation of music in the modern idiom. Our broadcast tonight came to you direct from the Carousel Ballroom in Manchester, New Hampshire, through the facilities of WBEZ, Boston, Massachusetts. Join us next week at the same time for another Stan Kenton concert in miniature, featuring the dynamic quality of a group of musicians and its leader who present to you the freshest and most stimulating ideas in modern American music. This is Lindy Miller speaking. This has been an NBC radio production.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.